2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
It's almost time for BYU football. This is a one-hour preseason special brought to you by Economics Partners. Live from Las Vegas, here's Alex Curry and Mitch Harper on Utah's legacy home for the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
Yeah, you heard that right. Live in Las Vegas, Mitch Harper, Alex Carey, breaking down BYU football on this Cougar kickoff special. The 2021 football season almost here. Kickoff tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. here on KSL. And we'll have you covered. We're going to be at FanFest tonight. We're going to have Cougar Sports Saturday tomorrow. So much BYU talk this weekend. It's exciting time of the year. We broke down all the Big 12 expansion. Let's actually get to some real football talk, Alex. BYU and Arizona, this matchup, I think it's an intriguing one with all the unique possibilities with Arizona with their new staff. There's so much unknowns with the Wildcats, but BYU, they've got some unknowns as well. And the biggest known, though, is they do know where the quarterback is going to be, and that's Jaren Hall.
Yeah, and it's been pretty interesting to see kind of how the whole thing played out with trying to figure out who the starter was. And now that Jaren joins us on the Players Club every week, too, we're really excited to have that. And one of the things that
and we were the only station that had him, like BYU media availability, like it only heard from us.
Yes, that's exactly right. And what's interesting too is that you know, I think he's also just chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Because you've been named the starter. You can't wait to actually prove why you won that starting job. We asked him this week on the Players Club about the things that he got to watch last year during that 11-1 season. And at the beginning of the season, we didn't even know if it was going to be Zach Wilson who was going to be the starter. But Jaren talked to us a little bit. Take a listen to what he said about what he learned from Zach Wilson.
I'd say to be the most prepared guy in the field. I think that was Zach in a nutshell all year round, whether it was off season, he's watching film, talking about games like we're in the season, or it's in the middle of the fall during the season. So, you know, it was a crazy year coming into COVID and not knowing what's happening. But I'd say for him, he was the most prepared guy, you know, come that first game in Navy. I'm sure his mindset all summer long was that we were going to play. And sure enough, when the game one comes around, he shows out and continues to do so the next 11, 12 weeks. So, yeah, for me, watching him and his, you know, his breakout year last year was just to be prepared and to always stay locked in, and that's something Zach, I felt like, carried with him everywhere he went.
Interesting, too. I mean, now you just follow that pattern, Mitch, and he started to. Picks up John Beck as his new quarterback coach, right? He's going to make that trip down to California, and everybody's going to want to ask him all those questions. He's going to be the most.
He's not driving, though. He makes that clear. He's flying.
I'm flying down.
He's not going to drive.
Make the drive. It's too dangerous. So, so far, and in camp, the limited amount of reps we've been able to watch from him, what made him, and they kind of made it clear that he was the obvious choice for that starting quarterback position. It wasn't necessarily as, close as we may have seen, maybe even with the Cam Rising and Charlie Brewer situation up at Utah.
He's got the biggest arm in the quarterback room, and then you add that element that he is a dual threat quarterback. I think that was kind of underrated with Zach Wilson last year, that Zach was a guy that could run out of the pocket and create a play and improvise if needed. But Hall has a rocket of an arm. It's legit. You can see the impact that John Beck has had working out at 3D QB. Because I remember my conversations with Zach throughout his BYU career, and he talked to me about how John Beck focused so much on velocity and getting that speed, the accuracy, and the deep ball. Those were traits that John Beck had when he was a quarterback. And you saw that in the limited windows that we had in fall camp with Jaren Hall. And then you get this insight of how he had the best completion rate. He made the fewest mistakes. And those are just all pieces to what were synonymous with BYU's offense last season. And if you want to maintain that high level of offensive firepower that BYU experienced last year, Jaren Hall was the best bet for that. Baylor Romney is a great backup to have. He might be one of the best backup quarterbacks in the country. I mean, he's a cool, calm, collected customer at that quarterback spot. But if you want maybe the next NFL QB, that big-time explosive playmaker, it had to be Jaren Hall right now in 2021.
We also asked him on the Players Club this week. Jaren Hall joins us every Monday and throughout the rest of the season. So I'm interested to see how he reacts to his first start. We'll be able to break that down this coming week. Here's what he had to say about – I mean, this is a whole new season starting up. Fans' hopes are always high at the beginning of a season. Certainly with the amount of talent at the wide receiver and in the running back room, you already have those skill spots figured out. And so if Jaren Hall is a really good quarterback right off the bat, he will be one of many of a long line of BYU quarterbacks in the history. He talked about that rich history of BYU quarterbacks last Monday.
Yeah, every day. You know, you have pictures in the hallways of the meeting rooms. You have, you know, big blow-up posters on the walls of QBs from the past. So every day I'm reminded of it. But, you know, I try not to let that, you know, overwhelm me. You're thinking their shoes to be filled, because at the end of the day it's kind of my story and in my path. So I'm, you know, kind of do my thing. But, you know, just remember that BYU is a school known for the quarterbacks. And, you know, if you simply put your time in, the good things will happen. I think that's the case for all the quarterbacks who have come through and being successful. So, again, just being prepared. But it's an honor, you know, to walk in those guys' footsteps in a way and to kind of continue on that path.
I forgot we were playing some music behind there. I almost started dancing there, Mitch.
He's getting a funky vibe.
Amazing.
There.
This is a guy who he knows. What I love is that was a very Zach Wilson answer too, yeah. Right? Where it's like, great, yeah, Heisman Trophy up in the hallway. We see it. We see it in those trophy cases. We see all the stuff that these guys are doing, and I know what we're kind of seeing here. And look. Jaren's dad played at BYU. He's not unfamiliar with exactly what BYU is known for over the years. And so to have him say that we love all those guys, but guess what? I'm doing my thing, and I think I can be pretty dang special.
And I think BYU fans love it when they have a quarterback that respects the history of that position. You know, I just think that I think Cougar fans love when guys just – respect that, because it is it's a fraternity that's special in college football. And, you know, guys like Steve Young this summer were on Cougar Sports Saturday, and he's like, whoever that quarterback is going to be is going to walk into an offense that has incredible skill position talent, but also a support system of incredible quarterback minds that can help lift them and give them pointers when they're down, when they're feeling, you know, having some questions about their abilities in games. Because Jaren Hall has never finished a complete game yet as a starter. Like, right. He has never completed an entire game. Hopefully he stays healthy, because I think this guy has incredible ability and a lot of talent that in these small doses that we've seen, he is a dynamic player that could keep BYU's offense churning at the levels that they saw last season.
All right, we're going to take another break. Our last break here on our hour-long special. It's just going to kick the whole weekend off here. I'm going to quiz Mitch about the Arizona depth chart. No, although he would know. He really would know. So we're going to come back and talk about what the Cougars are facing in the Wildcats this weekend. Jed Fish's team that he inherited on a 12-game losing streak. Can he snap it against BYU? Be quite a shock to everybody else here in Vegas who have the Cougars as a 12.5-point favorite. We're going to come right back. More to go as we wrap up our hour-long special here to kick off a full weekend of BYU football coverage right here on KSL News Radio. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.